The annual gathering, also called the Davos of the Education Sector, has attracted some 2,400 representatives of universities and diplomats from 140 countries. The two-day conference also includes 14 forums for university presidents and Confucius Institute's heads to exchange views, with other culture events and exhibitions displaying teaching materials for overseas Chinese learners, as well as creative works from Confucius Institutes worldwide. Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong, during her speech at the conference on Saturday, highlighted the theme of this year's conference, which is innovation, cooperation, inclusion, and sharing to promote culture diversity.
We will let Confucius Institute integrate with the One Belt and One Road initiative to promote cooperative mechanism in different regions and countries so as to exchange experience and share resources.
The Confucius Institute is a non-profit public education organization under China's Ministry of Education, which provides funding, teachers, and teaching materials for overseas Chinese language and culture courses. Ru Yi, a Hungarian teacher of Chinese language, says Chinese is becoming more and more important to her country.
Though studying Chinese is not an easy task, I see Chinese getting more important in the Hungarian foreign language system, and I am right as a matter of fact. Hungary is the first country to sign a cooperation agreement with China in Europe after China initiated the One Belt and One Road initiative. Sentiment for learning Chinese is getting hotter.
Initiated in 2004, the Confucius Institute program has satisfied the surging overseas demand for Chinese language learning. Up to now, 511 Confucius Institutes and 1,073 Confucius classrooms have been set up in 140 countries and regions, with a total recruitment of more than 5 million Chinese learners. Li Yuanyuan, president of Jilin University in northeast China, says apart from being the hub for teaching and learning, the institutes also serve as a bridge for understanding and cooperation.
My university and Rutgers University in the United States jointly built a Confucius Institute in the States. Since then, the collaboration has expanded to other areas as well. We helped Rutgers build a Chinese study center, and Rutgers has set up a curriculum for our Chinese students to spend time in the U.S. We hold theme weeks in our schools to celebrate our collaboration, and the Confucius Institute has helped the two schools become true partners in educational exchanges.
Working closely with overseas universities is part of the Confucius Institute's plan to intermix with local cultures. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.